Wang Yi kicked off his trip to North Korea on Wednesday at the invitation of the country's foreign minister. Wang Yi says China supports an end to the state of war on the peninsula and backs North Korea's decision to shift its strategic focus on economic development and the resolution of the country's legitimate security concerns during the process of denuclearization. He says with full considerations and resolute decisions on the Korean Peninsula issue, the move from Pyongyang has brought positive changes to the peninsula's condition. He adds China is willing to maintain communication with North Korea over the issue and advance coordination between the two countries. Conveying Chinese President Xi Jinping's cordial greetings to Kim, Wang Yi says the historical meeting between Xi Jinping and Kim in late March in Beijing has opened a new chapter for the two countries' relations. For his part, Kim Jong-un has asked Wang Yi to transfer his greetings to President Xi and spoke highly of China's efforts and contributions to the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula. The DPRK top leader says, following comprehensive and in-depth talks with President Xi, they have reached important consensus and achieved fruitful results. He adds, achieving the denuclearization of the peninsula is the firm position of the DPRK side. Kim Jong-un crossed the inter-Korean border on April the 27th and met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in the demilitarized zone at Panmunjom. At the border village, the leaders pledged to end the Korean War and reaffirmed their commitment to the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula in the Panmunjom Declaration. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.